This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across the country, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes also to our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force. And how are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Matt.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready, sir?
Okay, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, sir, the way I'm going to start out here is we've got an aircraft carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt. We've got about 200 crewmen that have tested positive for the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus, and they are the captain sent out, I guess you could call it an SOS, but he sent a letter out to the DOD, to the Secretary of the Navy, and it got repeated and put in the papers yesterday that they need some help. So what are we going to do to help out that carrier?
Well, you know, the standard procedure when you have something like that, but not on the magnitude of this, where you have a sailor who is, you know, injured or whatever, I believe they're going to do what they can to either isolate those members that are determined to be sick, and if necessary, they will likely medevac those out of there. I saw a report this morning from Secretary of Defense Esper that indicated, he said, one thing we will not do is evacuate and shut down the ship. We're going to keep it going. And so, you know, it's online operationally right now. And, you know, the Navy has procedures, for things, not so much a, pandemic like this where it affects that many members of a particular service, but they have procedures to keep the, you know, ships that are, you know, on operational duty active.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got a couple of interesting things going on here. First of all, out in California, in Los Angeles, the sheriff there has been removed as the commander of the emergency operations program that's there. This has something to do with him reversing his decision, where last week he made an order to shut down all the gun stores, and this week he reversed his decision for whatever reason. I think he got a lot of pressure to open up the gun stores, and then the Los Angeles County Commissioners yesterday met and unanimously voted that he no longer be in charge of emergency operations.
You know, I'm scratching my head on that, because I know for most sheriff's departments and police departments, the chief or the sheriff, respectively, are the head of their, are technically the head of the emergency operations center. So
yep.
I kind of find it hard to believe if they are, and I also have a problem with the decision. In most cases, in most cities and counties, the commissioners are going to vote on particular laws, and it's not a single person who makes it. Especially when you talk about the sale of guns, and I'm certainly pro gun and everything, but whether it's that law or any other law, the county commissioners seem to be something's weird going on. I guess maybe that's the way things are done in Los Angeles, but there's no synchronization here on any kind of key, you know, laws and what's being done, where the sheriff one week can make the decision and then he can change his mind, and then the county commissions come in and, you know, reduce his responsibilities. Something's a little wrong there.
Now, a Republican congressman by the name of Brian Steele is working at trying to get the $25 million back from the Kennedy Center after they laid off their symphony orchestra, all their musicians. And I don't know how that's going to work out, but he is making a concerted effort to get the money back, because he said that due to the fact they got money and they're no longer going to have a symphony that's playing for a while, why should they even have the money?
You know, when I saw that $25 million being earmarked for the Kennedy Center when the coronavirus bill went into effect, I kind of scratched my head, and I'm sure you did too, because they're also covered under other aspects of the bill with regard to employment and unemployment. And
they are.
People getting money who lose their jobs. So I was wondering, like, well, what's the $25 million have to do with? I guess I wouldn't want them to have the money at this point in time, because I'd have to look more into what the reason was, and we all know that was something pushed in by the Democrats. The other thing is, but Trump countered that because he went and named 8 members of the board of directors who are pretty conservative: Mike Huckabee, Lee Greenwood, and
yep.
and a few others. So they're going to control where the money goes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Morshuk, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also retired Air Force colonel. When we come back, we're going to be talking about more of these cruise ships off the Florida coast and a couple of other things.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Now, they've got locations in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, also up in Crystal River on 19, the Moss Wholesale to the Public Store, which is in Homosassa Springs on 19, and then on North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue. In Tampa, they've got the Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura stores. And I'll tell you what, all of their dealerships have two things going for them. Number one, they've got great deals on brand new vehicles and great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles. But how about service? You need to have a vehicle serviced? Well, if you're a veteran, active military, a first responder, active or retired, or a military family member, you're the son, daughter, father, mother, whatever, of a military, active duty military member, you get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced at any of the Moss Nissan locations that I just mentioned. Now, they're also doing something else right now. They have the all-new antimicrobial treatment being done to your vehicle. Now, that seeks to destroy the viruses and bacteria on all the exterior and interior surfaces of your vehicle. They go into your air conditioning ducts. They clean that all out. And when they did mine a couple weeks ago on a Saturday and I climbed back in the vehicle, I almost felt like I was in a sterile hospital surgical room. It had that type of smell to it and the air blowing around. But it was good. It was good because you knew the vehicle was sanitized, and that's what they do. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, if you're looking to buy a certified pre-owned or a brand-new vehicle, if you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get $500 off that vehicle right on the spot when you get ready to sign up to sign the dotted line. So you got to make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And then again, as I said, if you're active-duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, or a military family member, you have a son, daughter, husband, wife, mother, father, whatever, that is an active duty military person, then you also get 15% off the service on your vehicle. All right. Colonel Jim Warshook is back with us, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Now, you're kind of just sitting there in the idle position because you haven't been able to hold any of your monthly meetings for the last, what, month or two?
We had our last meeting in March before this went into effect. We're still working. We have a few key members of our party who are running things day to day. We're working from our homes, and you know, we can meet in very small groups, or a few of us are meeting a few times a week in groups of two, three, maybe, just to get things done. It's still an election year, and there's still a lot of things to go out, a lot to do. We can't do any events, but we can do things. We've been pushing out a lot of stuff on the internet, on our website, on Facebook, what have you, to keep people abreast of what's still going on. And there's a meeting today in Hillsborough County. They're doing a electronic sort of a town hall meeting, the county commissioners, to vote on a new tax, and we've been pushing to get our folks to sign up and go online, and they get 3 minutes to put their position out against or for, and so that's a big thing locally.
That's why I got asked if I was going to do the county commission thing online. I didn't even know what they were talking about. All right. Okay. Well, now I know. All right. Now, we've got a situation with two cruise ships sitting off the coast of Florida, not very far away from Port Everglades. And the president wants to step in for humanitarian reasons and allow them to come into port, not the passenger port. That's not where they're going to go, but over on the container side, what they call the cargo side of the port. And they've got, I guess one of the vessels has got a couple hundred people that are positive for the COVID-19. And then they've got six dead bodies, I believe, six people that are dead on that ship. And then on the other ship, they've got about 20 or 25 people who have tested positive, including some of the crew members. And they're just trying to get them in to where they can get them medical treatment. And I don't know what they're going to do with the other people. Shelter in place on the boat?
Yeah, that's a good question. But it that in and of itself is a critical emergency, and you've got to do something with the people. You can't leave the ships out at sea. And, you know, treat it as if it was a small city, so to speak, and you go in and you isolate those that have tested positive, and you move them to an isolated location like we're seeing is going on in cities, either to hospitals or to a makeshift location, and you test everybody else, and then you know, either you keep some of them on and feed them until it's determined that they don't have the virus. And of course the corpses of the dead, you have to remove those and do what you do. So it's a problem, and governors and mayors and the country have got to come up with ways to deal with the crisis. So I guess you have to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Now this pandemic has not, it hasn't halted one thing that continues to go on, and that's the building of the border wall.
Yeah, that's a primary campaign promise that the president was going to do. And, you know, there's construction going on everywhere. I've been driving all over Hillsborough County and Pinellas County over the last couple days, and I see construction going on.
Yep.
Nothing stopped. It's outdoors. You know, the workers are wearing masks, but a lot of times they wear them anyway because of the dust and stuff. So,
oh yeah.
You know, we can't stop everything. If something needs to be done and it can be done and you can keep people employed, we need to do the best we can.
Now, the other thing that's going on is we found out yesterday that the Secretary of State told us about 26 or 27,000 people in 50 countries that had been brought back. We didn't even hear about this or didn't know about it until yesterday when they told us about the massive effort to get our citizens back from overseas that had been done by the State Department, and what a job they did doing that.
Yeah, that's been going on, you know, from the minute the pandemic took over our daily lives. You know, we heard about X numbers of people in different countries, and the U.S. military has been working really hard in support of the State Department and Secretary Pompeo to bring those Americans home, and that's what they've been doing, and that's going to continue as long as necessary. They're also using some chartered airline flights to do that, to bring folks home as well. So, yeah, if we have to bring them home, we'll bring them home.
Right. Now, for the people, and I just had a couple of people ask me here online, for the people that want to know this COVID-19 call line, here is the number. It's 866-779-6121. The number, again, is 866-779-6121. That is the COVID-19 hotline where you can call 24/7, get answers to the questions that you've got, and they will be able to take care of any problems that you've got, any doubts or questions or whatever. Call them at 866-779-6121. Colonel, Italy seems to have turned a corner. Their curve seems to be going downward right now, but now they're concerned about all these people that have pretty much been locked up, sheltered in place, losing control of the situation, which is going to lead to rioting and looting because people are just out of stuff and they're desperate and they're saying, hey, we got to get out. We got to get out now because we got to get this, this, and this.
Yeah, they've got a situation. I'm not sure that it will come to rioting and looting.
Hope not.
But, that doesn't set a good precedence for any country and any government. I guess you have to hope that they put something together to, organize the effort and do whatever it takes to ensure that the people get the things they need. And of course we know that Italy has been devastated by it, probably per capita the worst country in the world. So, we just need to pray that they have the foresight to do what they need to do.
Yeah, and the other thing is the census starts officially today. People have been mailed their census forms in the mail, and hopefully they'll fill them out and get them done, because if not, you'll get that knock on the door with the census people, who, by the way, don't really want to do that because they're concerned about knocking on the doors.
Yeah, get your census in, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, we might get another seat or two here in Florida as a result, right?
That could possibly happen.
All right, well, sir, we will talk to you next week. You have yourself a great day and stay low.
All right, you too, Matt.
All right, that's Jim Warshick, Colonel Jim Warshick from the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also retired U.S. Air Force. We talk to him every week at this time. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House coronavirus press briefing, President Trump said it's going to be tough for the next 2 weeks. He's urging Americans to commit to the continued social distancing to keep the high number of deaths down.
Follow the guidelines for the next 30 days. It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
They said even with social distancing, 100,000 to 240,000 people may perish. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today, it's been pretty windy overnight. Had a little bit of rain scattered around the area. But we've got a small craft advisory in the morning until the winds die down. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest, gusting anywhere from 10 to about 25 miles an hour, depending on where you're at. The seas are fairly rough, 3 to 5 feet, maybe some higher waves out in the Gulf. Water temperature, 82 degrees, both in the bay and the Gulf. We had our high tide at 3:24 a.m. Our low tide comes tonight, 7:35 p.m. It's going to be breezy today. The winds will die down later on in the afternoon, but for most of the day, we're going to have quite a wind blowing along. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls that sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and you can have a great time on the water with your friends and family and just sun sanitize. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign trip or domestic vacation, why not invest that money into becoming a member of the Freedom Boat Club? Because membership has its advantages. They have 213 locations across the country. You join here at the Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay, and reciprocity will take you anywhere in the system. Now, let me just tell you, the beautiful water, the beautiful outdoors that we have, Florida has to offer. The beauty of a Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just call up, make your reservation, wait right there in your car in the parking lot. They'll tell you when to come to get on the boat because they are practicing social distancing right now there too. You fill up your cooler, get ready to go, bring your fishing poles, whatever it is you plan on doing, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So, call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. Once again, that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money, and you'll have a great old time out there in the water. Speaking of the water, here's a Freedom Boat Club member right here, Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback. What you doing there today? You going boating, are you?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot more boating lately with a little bit more free time on our hands. And yeah, we definitely enjoy it. Been a member for probably close to a decade now.
No more than 10 people on the boat, especially those party barges, and they're telling people to stay 50 feet apart.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. We went over to Honeymoon Island area, Calabasas Island, this past weekend, and it was just, like, gorgeous. I posted pictures online, and people are saying, wow, where are you at? That water is beautiful. It looks like a tropical paradise, and it is. It's where we live.
Well, over there where I live, we've got what's called Gandy Beach, and the people were just scattered all over the place out there over the weekend. And on Sunday, they were packed in there like sardines. I was thinking to myself, I wonder how long it'll take until the sheriff shows up or somebody and says, can't do that. And wouldn't you know, Monday morning, they were out there separating the people out, telling them they had to be, whatever amount of feet apart. I think it was more than 6'2", to be honest with you, because a lot of the groups were 8 and 10 people, so I think they were putting them about 10 feet apart. But they did that there, and they did that over on 4th Street, where we've got the bush, climb through the bushes to get to the beach bunch over there.
Yeah, exactly.
You go. Now, you as the consumer quarterback are probably dealing a lot of complaints right now from people just calling up because they're home, they've got things going on. What's the number one complaint you're hearing right now?
Well, you know, we're getting, some calls from our listeners, and there's been an uptick in calls lately, so we're real proud of that and glad that people are doing it. We're getting people that are complaining more about, not really complaining, but more about, asking for offers on their home. We've had several calls of people saying, hey, we've heard that you do the Keller offers where they make an instant offer on their property. And there's some people that just have situations that arise where they have to sell fast and they just want to get it done.
They're afraid they're going to lose their homes because they don't quite understand the fact that they're not foreclosing on anybody for a little while. I think they're giving them 3 months, and the same thing for the renters.
Yeah, yep, exactly. There's some great programs in place for those types of situations, and we've had a couple people that have had different circumstances arise. They have to move to California or different states for whatever reason, and they just wanted to sell an asset really quickly. If we have Keller offers, it's a lot like the other instant offer type programs that you heard of, only better with a more reputable name with Keller Williams Realty.
Well, the thing of it is, okay, with the people that are concerned that haven't got a paycheck and they're waiting on this $1,200 check to show up or whatever it is they're going to get, if you're a family, it's obviously going to be more than that because they've temporarily lost their job. That may or may not pay the rent in some cases. I mean, $1,200, if you're renting a house, it's probably going to cost you every bit of that, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not. That $1,200 is not going to go far, especially when you look at, you know, grocery bills and utilities and things of that nature that have to get paid as well. So, yeah, it's a challenge. You know, it's a tough time. Hopefully we can all, you know, pull together, band together, work together, and try to help one another out.
Is this a buyer's market right now with what's going on? You would think it might be.
Well, you know, actually, it's interesting. It's still low inventory, so technically it's still a seller's market. But, yeah, I can understand the point of view that you're saying is buyers may have more leverage and power, and that may be true. Like we still don't know because we're in the middle of it right now. But yeah, you know, the Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams Realty, my wife and I, we're still closing deals. We've closed two or three deals this week alone, and we've got others in the pipeline. We did lose a couple of deals to people just that were nervous about the virus and the buyer backed out and those types of things. But we're still, you know, we're still plugging along, making things happen. And the mortgage companies are lending. That's where most of the challenge is at, though, is that the liquidity in the capital markets, when they bundle the mortgages up and sell them as mortgage-backed securities, that seems to be the problem right now in terms of the real estate industry.
Well, yeah, but business in general right now, a lot of people are not sure what's going to happen. Now, by the way, the Small Business Administration loans start on Friday, the SBA loans, and for more information, I would suggest people go to their bank because their banker will know how the business people can apply for that. And it's, let's see, what is it? It's three months, 8 weeks of expenses and this, that, and the other, all that sort of stuff on the short-term loans that are there. And they're going to be forgiveness loans because you only have to pay like maybe half of the loan up front or something like that, or make the payments, and then after that, it'll be forgiven. That's my understanding.
Yeah. There's going to be some loans there. Some eligibility is going to be required on you know how long you've been in business and the types of revenues that you were making before the coronavirus hit. So I don't know the details much more than what you just mentioned as well.
Well, people,
so that's something good.
People will have to go to their banker and you know, sit down with them and see what needs to be done. They're probably going to want to see financials to determine your pardon me, to determine your eligibility. And all I can say is it's better than I went through this when my dad had the farm in upstate New York. He went through this a couple of times where they had a hurricane come through and knocked all the apples that he had on the tree down. So he was able to apply for a business loan there, and it was like a deal where he only had to pay some of it, and then the rest of it was forgiven. And then we had another one where we had a flood, and it just literally flooded everything. And same thing again. He applied and the same sort of thing. As a matter of fact, I did the paperwork for him that year. It was pretty neat because I found out a little bit more about the system than what I knew before.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad we have programs like that in place, and we can try to help people through this trying time. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a tough time, but you know, okay. A lot of our partners are working hard as well.
Okay, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. Give them your website and the phone number.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rhines. I'm the real estate quarterback. I'm at 813-670-7372. You can call or text me anytime at that number at 813-670-7372. I got a website at consumerqb.com. You can submit a form there at consumerqb.com, or the real estate site is platinummvpteam.kw.com.
All right, we'll talk to you again. You have yourself a great day and stay low.
Likewise. Thank you.
All righty. That's Brandon Rhines, a consumer quarterback. And Google him. His name is spelled, R-I-M-E-S, last name, Brandon Rhines. And Google him to find out more information and check him out, the consumer quarterback. He can help you out. All right, we're coming right back. Final segment on tap.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. That's got to be the classic of all time. And, yeah, you're darn right I'm going to be playing that. By the way, it must suck to be that dumb because Nancy Pelosi did it again yesterday when she talked about the Defense Production Act. She goes, well, the president needs to invoke the Defense Production Act to get some of these things done. Nancy, he did it 3 weeks ago. Where you been? Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the great big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue flag right there, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Also, Dominic's does something that the big box stores can't do. They offer you installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Or when you see that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there in the street, that's going to be Kevin driving it. Give him a big wave, and he'll wave back at you. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. That phone number again, 941-922-2345, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Great people down there. I mean, they are the best at what they do. I guarantee it. Well, you know, I talked about the Census Bureau. Now, Denise Simon is working for the Census people this year. And I asked her if she got her pay raise. And she says, what are you talking about? And I said, well, didn't you hear? And she said, what's that? I said, the U.S. government workers are suing the federal government for... They want hazardous duty pay for dealing with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus, because of the fact that they're going to have to be in contact with more people and talking about being personal contact when you go and knock on the doors and have to go to their houses because they didn't fill out the census forms. And she goes, no, I get a certain amount of money. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's what's going on. Of course, the federal workers that sued were the postal workers, you might know. So I was told, and some other folks, too, that are included in that. But it is what it is, and we'll just go from there. Now, did anybody stay in a Marriott recently? Say in the last, oh, I don't know, 6 months? Well, Marriott Corporation, Marriott International, announced that 5.2 million guests have been exposed in a new hacker data breach. So if you haven't heard about it, you've heard about it now. If you stayed at a Marriott anywhere along the line in the last 6 months or so, your information might have been hacked. And you need to find out for sure and definitely go in and change all your passwords and whatnot. Because if they haven't already tried to hit your bank account, they probably will. Probably will. By the way, Italy, things may be better there in Italy right now. It looks like as if the curve is going downward in Italy. And if so, that's a good thing because 9,000 people dead there. Italy, of course, concerned that they could lose control of the situation there because people are just absolutely on edge. They're concerned that there might be riots, there might be looting, too, for things that people need because they don't have it. They're running out of it, and they can't go anywhere to go get it. It's not like you can just run out and go anywhere you want to go buy stuff. They're not doing that in Italy. Italy's pretty much on lockdown, if you will. So we'll see where all of that goes. Now, the Dow right now is all over the place. And there's no doubt about the fact that they just got done suffering their sharpest quarterly plunge in over three decades. Now, stocks go up and stocks go down. And today, I can tell you the stocks are starting out in the red. They are most definitely starting out in the red. And it looks like we're going to have a down day. Now, that could all change. Don't know. Who knows? But we'll go from there and see what happens. The thing of it is nobody really knows for sure. And it's speculation. And, of course, when it comes to the speculation, you just don't know what is going to happen next. And I will tell you that the people that have gone and worked very hard to build a great business, small business owners that are suffering right now because they either can't operate their business or they're, if they got a mom and pop restaurant, they may just be and they don't have a drive-in, they may just be selling takeout orders. You know, their business is way off, and that's a terrible thing to have happen right now. Well, help is on the way. Tomorrow morning, I would be calling my banker. I'd be going to see my banker because apparently the SBA paperwork and the loans will be available to those businesses that need to apply for the emergency loans, and that's exactly what it's going to be, an emergency loan. So there you go. And the thing of it is when you understand everything that's transpiring and you need some help financially, I would say get your financials and head on over to your banker and tell them you want to apply for one of the SBA loans because that'll help you out. In the meantime, checks are supposed to be direct deposited to those people who filled out an income tax form that you're in the system. And, of course, the ones that will get it first are the ones that filled out a 2019 income tax return. The ones that didn't, they'll be referring to your 2018 income tax return. But if you filed an income tax return and you're in the system, you'll be good to go. But if you're not in the system and you haven't been there for a while, well, that might be a little different story. We'll see. We'll see. Because it's kind of up in the air as to who's going to get what and how much. And I've had a lot of people say, well, I'm on Social Security and I haven't filed my income tax return in 10 years or 20 years or whatever. Well, shame on you. Because you know, regardless of the circumstance, you fill out an income tax return. You don't pay tax on Social Security, but you file an income tax return. So you stay in the system. And so when things like this happen, that then you're right there. You don't have to beg, borrow, or steal to try to figure out whether or not you're going to get something. By the way, there are more people being arrested for hoarding supplies, masks, gloves, the gowns, surgical gowns. Because what they're doing is, you know, good old American way, making a few extra bucks, right? That's what they're doing. They're taking it and selling it on the black market or showing up at a flea market or whatever. And like I told you, I found something at an Army-Navy store the other day. I went into there, but I didn't even go in there for what I wound up finding. But so different places have got the stuff that you're looking for. You just have to look around a little bit. All right, well, there comes the music, so that means we've got to go. And it's been another interesting morning. And to everybody in the chat room, thanks very much for all the comments. And to the people that direct messaged me today, thanks very much for that. I'll have to take a look at some of the other ones a little bit later because time for me to grab it, slam it, and see you in the morning. Got to close the door here, and out the door I go. God bless America. Stay safe.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.